Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Jeremiah 23:24.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 23:24. Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? My 3-year-old granddaughter loves to play hide and seek. I hide behind a door, in a closet, or even in a bathtub, and she runs from one room to another, searching for me. Sometimes my hiding place is so successful that I have to call her name a few times to help her find me. Today's verse talks about mankind trying to hide from God, and it refutes any thought of our being successful. Our best efforts to hide from Him never work. No matter where we go, He is there. God is God. He's present everywhere at all times, and He sees, hears, and knows all things. The prophet Jeremiah penned today's verse in response to unfaithful priests and lying prophets. Priests had failed in their duties to nurture God's chosen people, and false prophets were making promises and predictions that they claimed originated with God. In reality, their words came only from their own minds. God had had enough, so he spoke to Jeremiah, who then relayed his message to the people. The words in today's verse reminded them that they could not hide from the Lord. He observed everything they did and heard everything they said. He knew when they neglected the responsibilities he'd given them, and he knew when they went about teaching lies. They could never sin and get away with it because nothing was hidden from him. Jeremiah's message holds true for us today. We cannot play hide and seek with God. He was omnipresent and all-seeing in Jeremiah's day, and he has not changed. You know those tidbits of gossip we whisper to a friend? He sees and hears the conversation. Those secret addictions we feed when no one's around? He knows all about them. The behaviors we engage in behind closed doors? He knows. We cannot hide from God. There's no such thing as a secret place because He is everywhere at the same time. This knowledge, when applied, ought to make a significant difference in our lives. Personally, Jeremiah's words stir within me a healthy fear of God. This doesn't mean we're scared of Him because He's standing over us and eyeballing everything we do for the purpose of pouncing on and punishing us. It does mean that we give Him the reverence He deserves. He is, after all, a holy God who has established rules for our well-being. Our role as His creation is to trust His wisdom, respect His authority, and obey His commands. God watches over us like a loving parent observes his children. A parent who truly cares about his kids would never turn a blind eye to them and let them do whatever they want, especially if it's harmful. So rather than be afraid of him or consider him like an ogre waiting to catch us doing wrong, let's remember that he's our Holy Father who loves us and wants our best. The truth about not being able to hide from God ought to bring us comfort too. Do you remember the Old Testament story about Hagar? She was a young Egyptian woman, the servant to Sarah, who was married to Abraham. When Sarah couldn't conceive a child, she gave Hagar to Abraham in hopes that they would conceive a child. Her plan worked, but Hagar developed a one-up attitude towards Sarah, and Sarah responded by mistreating her. When it all got to be too much for her, Hagar ran away into the wilderness. This young woman may have felt invisible. Did anyone know how she really felt? Did anyone care? Did anyone in Sarah and Abraham's household even know she was gone? And if so, did anyone go looking for her? Weary from her journey, Hagar sat down to rest by a spring, and that's where the angel of the Lord found her. He called her by name, gave her direction about what to do next, and gave her promises about her future. This divine encounter led to Hagar giving the angel a name, El Roy. It means, "You are the God who sees me." Sometimes, like Hagar, we face challenges that tax us in every way, and we might try to run from them. We land in a dark place like the pit of despair or the cave of discouragement. We might end up in the wilderness, a lonely place where we feel invisible to everyone, including God. But let me encourage you with the truth today. God knows where you are. He sees you, and he will meet you there. We cannot hide from God, and this is a good thing. In Psalm 139:7-12, we read, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, 'Surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me,' even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." God sees us and knows where we are at all times. Let's embrace this truth and let it motivate us to live holy lives. Let's let it bring comfort when we're weary and afraid and feel all alone. We cannot hide from God, and this is a good thing. May I pray for you? Father God, how grateful we are to know that we cannot hide from you. You are present at all times and see and know everything about us and our circumstances. Keep this truth ever before us. May it lead us to live holy lives, and may it bring comfort when we feel all alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.